Few quick announcements. First of all, this week we are doing our usual outreach worship at Dell Manor on Tuesday and Lansing on Thursday. So please keep that in your prayers. Every month we go to Dell Manor and to Lansing. And also on Tuesday, we have a ministry here, an outreach ministry, where we offer TTC tokens and gift cards to those in need. And this comes from the discretionary fund. So if at any time you feel inclined to contribute into that fund, you know where it goes to help those who are in need. And so on Tuesdays, Sangeeta and some others come here and help in that ministry. On Saturday at 2 o'clock, if you're able, please come and join us for story time by Hazel. Hazel will be presenting some of her work that's not yet been published. And so you'll be the first to hear those stories, but she'll also have her second book on sale for a donation of $15. I have the first book, and before I leave today, Hazel, if you do have a book, I would like to purchase one, the second book. And so if you're able, it's at 2 o'clock this Saturday, and donations are also accepted. During the week, please collect items for our food bank, and when you get here on Sunday, please place them in the basket outside, and we'll bless them during our worship next week. And the items of food that are collected are distributed. So if you're able, please do that. Yesterday we had a wonderful picnic, and I'm sorry that some of you were not here, but we had a great time on your behalf. So we had about 60 of us who came and had a lot of good food, a lot of good fellowship, and lots of fun. There are going to be pictures on the site, and we're going to have some in my update. So, and thanks to the team, Kathy, Laura, Lorraine, Egan. You missed the grill master, Egan. And so be here next year. It's worth it. When we leave the sanctuary, we'll be going downstairs to say a special thank you to our Sunday school superintendent, Jeff. And there's also a card that's available. So please make sure, even if you're not able to join us for the celebration, that you're able to sign the card. Jeff has been faithful as our leader of the Sunday school, and we would like to show that acknowledgement to him. One last announcement before I ask our administrator, Michael, to come forward. Please note Thursday, September the 7th on your calendar. That is a celebration of new ministry for Canon Mark Kingham, who is now priest, the incumbent of St. Paul, Uxbridge. It's Thursday, September the 7th at 7 p.m. And the consensus is that we should have a bus, so that you save yourself the hassle of driving. And I think it would probably be less than $10 return. So keep posted for details, but chances are we'll have a bus. And this bus will be self-funded. Self-funded. Why self-funded? As we said in our reflection, we take personal responsibility. So it's going to be self-funded. And we'll work out details about the time that we leave here. And if there's space, we might invite people from around the deanery or from St. Mary's Richmond Hill, but we expect that the bus will be filled by us. So I don't spread the word yet unless we're short of people. And I understand that Michael would like to say a few words. Now is good. I think I covered everything. If not, forgive me.
You'll do it next week. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been asked by Bishop Robertson to make the following announcement. And here it is, verbatim written by the bishop. Over the past 2 years, we have been well served by our assistant curate, the Reverend Leonard Leader. I am delighted to appoint Leonard as the priest in charge of St. George on Yonge, effective immediately. Please remember Leonard, the parish, and the parish in your prayers as we enter a new season in the life of the parish and of the church. Congratulations, Father Leonard. And that's the message.
Continue the work that's been done here over the past 95 years. We have 5 years to go before our 100th birthday celebration of St. George on Yonge in 2022. So keep praying and keep working. Thanks be to God.